What's up, everyone, and welcome back to NFL Only here on Spark Talk. And today, we'll be going over our Week 5 predictions for the NFL season. I wasn't able to get to the recap, yesterday, but, family issues popped up. But, yeah, with that being said, we'll get into it. Houston is leading me by 2 games on the record. Last week, a couple of my teams that I picked, the 49ers and the Broncos, had some quarterback injuries. So that kind of ruined my picks a little bit. I mean, you talked about this beforehand that the Broncos 1-1. I think they had a better chance of winning with Teddy Bridgewater in there and instead of Drew Lock overthrowing people about like 20 yards. So let's get into this Thursday night game here. We got the Rams and the Seahawks. And Houston, who do you have?
Well, I've got the Rams in this one. I think the Rams are a better team. I think they're going to be able to exploit the Seattle defense. And I think with the way Seattle has to play right now, it's a lot of hero ball, as usually always they have to do with Russell Wilson. But I mean, you saw the game against San Francisco last week. It was Russell Wilson having to make crazy plays. It did take for a rookie to come in, and he played pretty well, actually, Lance did. But it took a rookie to come in for that Seattle defense to finally start playing better. So I've got the Rams. I think they're going to be pissed off from losing to the Cardinals last week. I don't think they're going to want to lose, and I don't think they're going to have the mentality to lose. So I've got the Rams in this one, probably like 27-21.
Yeah, I think so, too. Seattle's past season is still one of the worst in the league, and you know, the Rams' pass offense is so explosive. You know, I think that's going to be the main factor in this game. Their run offense, I think, is averaging like 3.5 or 3.7 or something yards per carry. And, you know, it's not the same that we're usually seeing from that Rams' run offense and everything, the way they set up the pass and all that. But Matthew Stafford's been so good this year just throwing the football that their pass game has been so elite. I think he's going to carry them to a win. I think Seattle's going to stay into it. I think they're going to run the football well. I think Russell Wilson's going to play great football. But I think the Rams are just more talented. I think I'm on the line where you're at. I think they're just more talented of a football team right now than the Seahawks. And I think they're going to go into Seattle and get a huge road win after a divisional loss. So I got the Rams this one in a closer game. So, yeah, we'll move on to the London game. We got the Jets at the Falcons at 10:30 Eastern or 9:30 Eastern time, which is a very, very early start. So, yeah, a lot of people will be in church at the time. So, yeah, all right, so, yeah, who you have, Houston? Yeah, you have the Jets or the Falcons here.
I've actually got the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets.
Yeah, part of me wants to pick the Falcons. With how they played the last couple of weeks, you know, beating the Giants. I mean, Matt Ryan played phenomenal last week, and they really had a chance and should have beat the football team except for some crazy plays by Heinicke. So, the way the Jets played last week against a good Titans team, like being able to exploit that defense the way they did and Zach Wilson making the throws that he did and the defense playing the way that they did, I'm going to take the Jets. And I think it's going to be, you know, like 20-23 or something like that. But I think it's going to be a close game. You know those London games are always weird anyway. So I got the Jets.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jets too, mainly because of their defense and what Robert Saleh is doing with that defense over there. And, you know, they have the 5th or 6th most sacks in the NFL right now. And I worry about Atlanta's offensive line and protecting Matt Ryan consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to get to Matt Ryan like they got to Ryan Tannehill last week. And it's going to be enough to where this growing Jets offense with a lot of young pieces is going to be able to step up just enough. And I think it's going to be like a 21-17 type of game, 24-21. I think it's going to come down to the wire, but I don't know. The Falcons just seem to lose too many games instead of winning games. You know, I don't think they get beat a lot. I think they just lose games. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to lose this game this weekend. Yeah. I think they're just going to pull it out here. Yeah, so yeah, we'll move on to Cincinnati at Green Bay. I hate doing this, but I'm going to go Green Bay in this one. You know, I just think they're just a better team. You get Aaron Rodgers playing at an elite level. I think the Bengals will keep it close. You know, they've been just playing a lot better defensively, and I think that's why they're also this 3-1 start, is because of how good their defense has been. But I just think the Packers are just playing really good football at the moment, especially after the Saints loss. And, you know, they're just a better overall team. That's just where I'm coming from. And you know, Jalen Smith got signed to a 1-year deal. I don't think he's going to be that much of a difference maker. He can't cover at all. And I think that's going to be a place where the Packers aren't going to use him a lot. I think he's just going to be a guy that they're going to rotate in there every now and then. He's not going to be this difference maker that, you know, you see these sports shows highlighting about him. But I think the Packers' defense will be just fine. I think they're going to get pressure on Joe Burrow throughout the game. And I think Joe Burrow, like the Bears game, is going to make a mistake or two, throw an interception or two, and it's going to ruin their chances of winning the game. But I think this one's going to be a very fun, exciting game. I think it's going to be high scoring too. I just think Joe Burrow is going to make a mistake or two with this against this Packers defense.
Yeah, I got the Packers as well. I mean, I don't know if I would say it'll be super close by the end. I think the Bengals will keep it close for the first little bit, and I think the Packers kind of start to pull away. I could see this being like, you know, 33-24 or something like that. You know, I think Joe Burrow and company are going to play well. You know, I just think, yeah, I agree. I think the Packers are just a really, really good football team overall. And they're just one of the best football teams right now in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so you just want to move on to the next game?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, yeah, we have the Lions at the Vikings. And, you know, I get the Lions in this one. They've just been so close for so many weeks. And, you know, I think the Vikings are a good team to beat here. You know, not very good defensively this season. I think the Lions can control clock, can run the football, can get Jared Goff into a rhythm against this very poor secondary in Minnesota. And I think their defense can play tough enough, especially in the run game. I think they can play tough enough to slow down this Vikings offense. I think Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, they're going to have their moments in this game. But if they can stop Dalvin Cook or Madison, I forgot his first name, but Madison, I think they're going to be fine in this game. And that's what this Lions team's about. It's about playing tough football. And I think they're going to out-tough the Vikings. And they're going to pull out like a 27-21 win or 27-17 type of win. I think they're going to get a really good win here.
Gotcha. Yeah. I've got the Vikings. I just think the Vikings are a better football team. I think this is the kind of game that they need to win. Now, you know, looking at the Vikings schedule moving forward, they got a pretty tough schedule ahead. But, you know, I really believe that this is the kind of game the Vikings need to win in order to kind of get back on track with things, in order to get back on track in that playoff mentality. Because if you fall to 1-4, the season pretty much becomes nothing, right? And so, you know, I mean, you got very few teams in the history of the NFL that have come back from 1-4. The Colts a few years ago did 1-5, right? Like, and that was an exception because Andrew Luck is so special. But outside of that, I mean, you've got to really think about, you know, the Lions right now, I just don't think are good enough to win. I think they keep things close. I think they played tough. I think they're a hard-nosed team. You know, I do kind of like the direction this team has been pushed, but I really believe the Vikings are just the better team. I think they're going to be able to exploit the secondary and make a lot of plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think, like, for me, I don't know, Minnesota, putting up a little bit of stats here. They've allowed 4.8 yards of carry, which is fifth worst in the league this so far this season. And then if you go to their passing or pass defense here, you know, they're about like bottom, they're bottom tier, they're below average. And you know, their secondary just hasn't been that, they don't have the elite secondary player on their team. And I think, you know, you get players like Tyrell Williams, you get Amon-Ra St. Brown to, I think they're going to get open this game. I think it's going to be a good game. But I think a lot of it's going to come down to, I think Detroit's going to control the line of scrimmage in this game. And they're going to, and that's why they're going to pull it out there. But yeah, we'll move on here to Denver at Pittsburgh. And who you have in this one, Houston?
Is Teddy B playing?
He didn't practice yesterday.
He didn't?
He didn't. No, I think Pittsburgh's going to play. And that if it all depends on if Teddy plays or not for me. You know, I'm going to pick Pittsburgh in this one because I don't think Drew Locke's going to be able to beat Pittsburgh. I don't care how bad Big Ben's playing. He's not going to lose to Drew Locke. And, yeah, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. But if Denver wins, I don't say this beforehand, if Teddy plays, Denver wins. But I don't think he's going to play. I think he's in, like, concussion protocol, and he didn't practice Wednesday. So I don't think he's going to play in this game. And I think Drew Locke's going to throw an interception or two against this really good Pittsburgh defense. And I think it's going to, and I think Pittsburgh's going to be able to get to 2-3 after a horrendous start by this offense. I don't think their offense is going to win it. It's going to be the defense that's going to win this game.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with the Broncos. I still like the Broncos defense, which I think they're going to have a field day against the Steelers offense. I just don't think the Steelers offense is not going to be able to do much. We've seen it all season. They're not going to just magically start to become like this explosive team. The Broncos offense, even with Drew Locke, I think they're going to be able to control the game, run the football, keep it a low scoring game, and probably win this game like 20-17, 20-14, something like that. But I do have confidence in the Broncos of being like a good football team. And so I think they're better than the Steelers, and I got them winning.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, we'll move on to Miami at Tampa Bay. I want to keep this one short and sweet here. I got Tampa Bay winning. I just don't think Miami – I don't know, man. Like, they're – you know, we knew their team wasn't the best last year, and they had that really good pop-up year because they played some lower competition. And, you know, they went on a really good win streak against that competition. And then they're starting to play harder competition this year, and they're not having the year that they've wanted so far. And, you know, they're playing Tampa Bay now. I just think Tampa Bay is going to win this game. They're just way too talented. And, you know, we've seen last week they play a really good New England team, and they play like crap in that game, and they still come out with the win. You know, even if Nick Folk hits that field goal at the end, you know, Tampa Bay, I think, goes down and scores on the last possession and wins the game. You know, they had over a minute with two timeouts. And Miami, their offense right now just looks, it's just awful. I think Jacoby Brissett has played better than what Tua has when Tua's been in there. But, you know, this offense for Miami has just been non-existent. And, you know, we talked about Russell Wilson playing hero ball. You know, Jacoby Brissett plays hero ball all the time. He played it with the Colts, and he played in here with Miami, even sometimes when he doesn't have to. But I think that's the only way they're going to win this game is Jacoby Brissett just goes off, and I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, I agree. I've got the Buccaneers winning this one pretty easily as well, and I agree. Like, the Dolphins have just been kind of a weird team. You know, I thought they would. I like Brian Flores a lot. I really do. But there's something going on with this team. I don't know if it's just they're not playing well enough, if the offense is just not clicking. I think it might just be the quarterback situation. I mean, if they had a guy like Deshaun Watson, this team is probably 4-0 because they've got the talent, in my opinion. And but the Buccaneers right now they're too good. They're not going to falter like they did against New England and play a close game. I think they're going to get back on track and win this game pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, we'll move on here to New Orleans at Washington. And I don't know, man. Like, I'm always hoping this Washington defense can get back on track. You know, they're second last. Let me see what they're at in sacks here real quick. Sacks this year, they're fifth last, or tied for fourth worst in sacks this year, which is really strange because of how good they were last year against the quarterback. And then if you look at Tampa Bay, you know, the team we just talked about, you know, they're right there with Washington. But Washington's defense has just had a terrible year this year. They just haven't been that same unit. And, you know, you're hoping that they can just turn it around because how many great players they have on that team are really good players they got on that defense. But, you know, I think, honestly, this comes down to if I feel comfortable with Taylor Heineke's ability to go out and win this game against the Saints or Jameis Winston's ability to not lose the game. And, you know, I want to go Washington in this one. You know, I just don't like the way the Saints offense has been, like, producing football recently. I think the Giants and I'm blanking on a team that they played before this, but they've really keyed in on Alvin Kamara and really forced the ball into Jameis's hand and have really made the Saints' offense, basically non-existent. And I think Washington, I think they're going to pick up on a couple of things these other teams have done. And, you know, I think their offense is going to be good enough to win this game, like, maybe, like, 28-24, or some type of game like that. So I got Washington in this one.
Yeah, I got Washington as well. Yeah, Saints defense is honestly playing really, really good this year, like, pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Their offense, though, it's kind of been shaky, right? Like, you don't know what you're going to get week to week. And I do agree. Washington's defense has been pretty bad this year. Chase Young doesn't even have a sack, and he was many people's defensive player of the year pick. I really thought he would turn it up this year and start to get to the quarterback, but he's not. And we're going into week five and has no sacks. But I do agree. I think Washington's offense has honestly been the bright spot of this team. They've been able to push the ball down the field. Heineke's actually playing not the greatest in the world, but he's playing well enough to get them in positions to win and to score. They're running the football decently well. So, yeah, I've got the Washington football team winning this one, probably like 24-20, 27-21, something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, so, yeah, we'll move on here to Carolina at Philadelphia. And, you know, I got Carolina winning this game. I think they're a better team overall at the moment. I think they're going to come out hot after a loss. I think Philadelphia, they've been playing really close in a couple of games here, so don't be surprised if they pull off like a mini upset against Carolina. But, you know, I just like the way this Carolina offense has been operating, even without Christian McCaffrey. But I think Christian McCaffrey is going to hinder. Without him, it's going to be a little bit of a hindrance on their offense because they rely so much on him. But I think they're going to be fine in this game. I think their defense is going to step up after allowing Dallas to just go off on them last week. And, you know, Sam Darnold had two or three interceptions last week. I can't remember how I think it was two, I want to say. But I think he's going to have a bounce back week. Philadelphia's defense has been better this year, but it still hasn't been, you know, up to par for me. And, you know, I got Carolina in this one, and I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Carolina's going to pull it out.
Yeah, I know. I've got Carolina as well. They're the better football team. They're the team, in my opinion, that, you know, they played really well against an explosive Cowboys offense, and the Cowboys just got the better of them. And so I still like this offense a lot. I still love this defense, and I think this defense is going to have a big day against the Eagles offense. You know, I still got some questions about Jalen Hurts and what he does and how good he really is. Because, I mean, last week they were playing a terrible Kansas City Chiefs defense. So we'll see moving forward, you know, what kind of guy he is as a quarterback for them. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really do think that the Panthers got this one.
I think the point is the run defense. Like, the run defense was best in the league before last week, and now they're at 4.5 yards a carry. I don't think that jump from like 2 or 3 yards of carry to that, it's going to hurt. Is I think an indicator of what type of run defense this Carolina Panthers team is. But I think it's something to look out for with you know, maybe how run heavy Philadelphia is in this game. I think that could be something to look out for in this game is the Philadelphia run offense versus Carolina's run defense. And I think that's going to be a key factor in this game. Plus, this Panthers offense, you know, getting off to a hot start in this game. So, yeah, we'll move on to Titans at the Jaguars, Houston.
Yeah, I was honestly going to think about picking the Jags, but with all the turmoil and all the craziness that's going on in Jacksonville, I think the Titans are going to blow them out. I think the Titans probably win this game, like, 33-7 or something like that. Especially losing to the Jets last week in a game in the fashion that they did. I got the Titans winning this one in a big game. I see Derrick Henry having a pretty huge day.
Yeah, I do too. I just know, with Urban Meyer, a lot of people have questioned his character over the years and stuff, and then you get all of that other stuff popping up where, like, he didn't want to travel back with the team. He stays in Ohio, and all that stuff popped up. And people are like, people on Twitter are saying, oh, this is an old picture, but still, though, like, you have a wife and everything, and you're doing that stuff. A lot of people question his character, and then that stuff pops up. I think it just shows you the type of person he is. Like you said, I think the Titans are going to come out hot after a terrible loss to the Jets. And Jacksonville's look like the worst team in football. And I don't think that's not going to change this week. I don't care how good Trevor Lawrence improves or how much he improves or how good he plays. The Titans are going to come out and win this game. And I think Derrick Henry is just going to stomp all over them. I don't care if they have no wide receivers playing. They have linemen playing at wide receiver at this point with the Titans. I think they're going to win this game. I think Jacksonville that is that bad. And the organization is that messed up at the moment.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah. You put Carolina, right, the game before Houston?
Yep.
All right, make sure I put that down right. All right, so, yeah, New England at Houston for this next game.
And I'll keep this one short and sweet for me. I got the Patriots. I think this defense is going to exploit this Texans offense. I think, with Davis Mills being a rookie, we see how bad rookies play against Bill Belichick. It's the same song and dance we've seen forever now, and I see this game being 27-6. I see it being a very dominant performance from the Patriots. I think their offense can start to finally get some rhythm going and what they want to do, but defensively they're going to shut this team down and win this game.
I think a lot of it's I think it's going to come down to Matt Jones has been playing really well this year. He's had some rookie moments, obviously, but
yeah.
He just played so well in that Tampa Bay game, and that New England team just played so well. Like it felt like they should have won that game. And then you got the Texans, who have been playing better than what expectations were put on them this year. But without Tyrod and Davis Mills still developing, there is a reason people were like, he's talented, but he's a third or fourth round pick. Like, he just doesn't seem ready yet to be a starting NFL quarterback. It looks like he needs a year or two to develop. And that's not going to fly, like you said, against Bill Belichick and this defense and that really great secondary that they have. And I think that's going to be the main difference in this game. Like you said, I think it's going to be like a 14-15-point win or something like that for New England. I think it's going to be a very dominant win for them.
Right. Yeah, and I agree.
Yeah, so yeah, we got great game here. We got the Browns at the Chargers. And who do you have, Houston?
The Browns at the Chargers? This is a tough one. I got the Chargers.
You got the Chargers in it?
Yeah, I think the Chargers are better right now. The Browns' offense is just not big. Like, they're not pushing the ball down the field. They're not being explosive offensively the way you would want them to. Now, you might be able to say, okay, that was fine against the Bears and what the Bears do defensively. But, against the Vikings, like, they struggled a lot. And I just don't think they're going to go into Los Angeles against a good Chargers defense and be able to put up points. But I do think that the Chargers offense is starting to click right now. Justin Herbert's playing phenomenal. Austin Eckler's just playing his butt off, being a dual threat running back. And I got the Chargers winning this one probably like 31-20. And I think they're going to win this one pretty handily, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I get Cleveland this one, actually. You know, I think a lot of it comes down to the running game. You know, the Chargers are allowing 5.5 or 5.3 yards a carry this year. Especially with how good their defense, you know, has looked in certain situations. They just haven't been able to stop the run, and they play some pretty pass-heavy opponents here. And the first couple of weeks, you know, you got the Raiders. You know, Cowboys are pretty pass-heavy now. You know, they play the Chiefs, pretty pass-heavy team. So a lot of teams just haven't run the football against them. And I think that's going to be the key in this game for Cleveland to win it, is they're going to run the football. They're going to set the tone for the game. They're going to control clock. And I think Justin Herbert's going to get out of a rhythm in this game. You know, I think this pass rush is going to – I don't know if they're going to get to him necessarily, but they're going to pressure him. And I think he's going to make a mistake or two. And, you know, I really trust Baker Mayfield to go out and make a play. You know, I really trust him and Odell to get this connection going. You know, Baker had like a wide open, or he missed him like wide open to seal the game last week. And I think this week they're going to work on that. And I think we're going to see a similar moment in this game where he's going to have to hit Odell to either seal the game or to ice the game. And I think he's going to end up doing it this week. So, you know, I got Cleveland in this one in a close game, but I got Cleveland in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll move on here to the all right, so let me – yeah, my computer's uploaded. All right, so, yeah, we have the Bears at the Raiders. And who do you have, Houston?
Bears at the Raiders, man. This is going to be a tough one. I got the Raiders. I think the Raiders are a really good football team. I just think they played a really good Chargers team last week. And, you know, I think the Bears are still kind of trying to find themselves. I think Justin Fields might have a good day. You know, I think the Raiders defense can be spotty at times. I still like the way they're playing this year a lot better than I've seen in the most in recent years. Offensively, the Raiders are explosive. The Bears defense, I think, is going to give them some trouble. I think it'll be a close game, you know, but I see the Raiders pulling this one out 23-20. In a close, like, last-second field goal kind of game. So
I think, for me, it comes down to, you know, it really. I think it comes down to who's calling plays for Chicago. It's what it comes down to for me. Bill Lazor calling plays. I think the Bears will win this game. I think they run
the you know he's going to.
Hopefully. Matt Nagy's a different animal. Yeah, you're dealing with there. But, you know, you know, I think they're going to run the football. You know, the Raiders, I can't think of what I'm trying to say here. The Raiders, fourth worst in rushing yard and, or yards per carry this year. And I know David Montgomery's injured. I forgot the extent of his injury. I'll look it up here in a second. But, you know, I think the Bears' offense, even without him, I think they're going to be able to get this run game going. And Bill Lazor calls a really good game. He utilizes Justin Fields' strengths. And, you know, that Detroit defense is no slack the way they've been playing this year. And, you know, he played very well. This offense played very well against them. And people forget, how good this Bears offense or how much talent it has on it. And I think it's going to shine through in this game. And the Raiders, You know, I think they're going to run into another tough defense here. I think that's the main thing with them. They're going to run into another tough defense that's going to slow their offense down a little bit. I think, you know, Joey Bosa talked about last week, when you get to Derek Carr, it really messes with his head. And I think the Bears are going to get to Derek Carr. They're going to get pressures on him. The Bears lead the NFL in sacks this year. And I think it's going to show up in this game. And, you know, I just trust this Bears defense and this Bears rushing attack a little bit more Then I trust this Raiders high-flying offense just to get going against this great Bears defense. So I get the Bears in this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get you. Stick with your team.
No, I try to be analytical with it. That's why I bring up all the stats and stuff. That's why I try to be a little bit analytical with it. But, yeah, we'll move on here to the America's Game of the Week, probably, I think. We get the Giants and Cowboys at 4 o'clock. It's always Game of the Week. But, Houston, who do you have?
So, man, it's actually a tough one. Mm-hmm. I do like the Giants. I do like them.
There should be 3-1 if you kind of look at it. They could be easily 3-1 instead of 1-3 this year.
I agree, but man, I got the Cowboys, man. I think their defense, you know, it's not going to be this elite defense, but they're playing a lot better. And, you know, I know some people with Jalen Smith leaving, they're like, Jalen Smith with a more creative defensive coordinator will be able to flourish and all these kinds of things. And I'm like, have you not watched the Cowboys defense? Like, it's been very creative. And what they're going to be able to do, like, I mean, moving Micah Parsons around, the blitzes that they've brought, like, Dan Quinn has so much improved as a defensive coordinator. It's not funny. And so I think it's just the lack of ability from Jalen Smith, and it's been like this for the past couple of years. So I think this Cowboys defense is playing better. I think Trayvon Diggs is playing out of his mind right now, 5 interceptions. And not only is he just getting, like, easy picks, but he's making plays on the ball. Like, he's making – these interceptions for himself. He's not just, like, having bad plays thrown to him. And he's being amazing in coverage. I think this Cowboys offense is going to roll. I think they're going to be explosive and have some, you know, just like kind of how Washington did. I think they're going to be able to push the ball down the field and get some things going. Stick to that run game with Zeke and have Tony Pollard come in and spell him. I definitely think that the Cowboys win this game, like, 31-24. Or something of that nature. I like them as a football team right now. And the Giants right now just have a, in my opinion, an issue to finish games.
Mm-hmm. And I think for me, you know, I really want to put the Giants in this one. I think I'm like you, but I'm going with the Cowboys in this. I think the Cowboys just a little bit better overall. And, you know, you bring up Trayvon Diggs and the turnovers. I think they're going to, whether it be an interception by Daniel Jones or late in the game or like a turnover or fumble or strip sack, I think this Giants offense is, you know, it's improving. Daniel Jones has looked so good this year. He's looked amazing this year. But, you know, they're 1-3 for a reason. It's because they can't close out. They can't finish games this year. And I think they're going to be up in this game. I think they're going to be controlling the game a little bit in the run game. I think Saquon's going to have a really good game against this Cowboys run defense that's still struggling a little bit this year. And I think it's going to be a close game, but I think the Cowboys are going to capitalize on a Giants mistake, and they're going to win the game. And, you know, Dak Prescott has looked really good this year. This offense has looked really good this year. There's a reason they're 3-1 this year. And, you know, they could be 4-1 if they beat the Panthers. Or they could be 4-0 if they beat the Buccaneers. And, you know, I really like this Cowboys team right now. It's the best one they put out since the 14-2 season by far. And, you know, it's gonna be fun, but, you know, I trust the Cowboys just a little bit more in this one.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, we'll move on to the 49ers at the Cardinals. And Houston, who do you have?
I got the Cardinals in this one. I think the Cardinals are just playing out of their minds. I think defensively they're playing well. Again, not an elite defense, but I compare them to the Cowboys. You know, they've got guys that can make some plays. They're a little bit better than the Cowboys, but they got guys that can make plays. You know, Chandler Jones has been quiet since the 5-sack game week 1. I mean, he hasn't had a sack since then. J.J. Watt's playing, you know, solid, but, you know, not like, obviously, old J.J. Watt. But you got some nice guys in the secondary. Buda Baker, Byron Murphy, Isaiah Simmons is playing really well. So I like the defense, but overall, obviously, this offense is going to be explosive. And they're going to take advantage of what's there against that 49ers secondary, which is struggling right now. And I think they're really going to be able to push the ball down the field. And I think they win this game in similar fashion to the way they did the Rams. I think they control it. I think they dominate. And I think they win, like, 38 to like 21 or something like that, and really roll in this game, because I just think, especially if Trey Lance is starting, I think they're going to be able to come in and really put a nice game plan together to get ahead early and force Trey Lance to beat them, and I just don't think at this point right now that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think I think it comes down to really Jimmy G, how close this game's going to be. But yeah, I got you said Arizona, right, Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got Arizona too. You know, I think you know, they look so good right now. And you talked about the San Francisco secondary. I think they're just going to get exploited in this game. I don't really see who's going to cover D-Hop 101 or A.J. Green 101 or Rondell Moore or Christian Kirk. I just don't see who's going to cover them one-on-one throughout the game or one of those four one-on-one. You know, this offense is just so explosive. And you got Kyler Murray, you know, he's been phenomenal this year. But, you know, like you talked about, Trey Lance, you know, I was watching the game last week against Seattle, and he just locked onto receivers. You know, like, that's something I praised about him at North Dakota State was, like, it seemed like he went through his progressions. He didn't lock onto receivers at all. But when he got into the game Sunday, he was just locking onto receivers. He wasn't changing. His head wasn't moving at all. He was staring at receivers, and, you know, he held the ball a little bit too long at times, and he would just take off and run when that first read wasn't open. And I think that's very easy to defend against. You know, you just put a spy out there, have one of your, you know, fast linebackers to, you know, just spy Trey Lance throughout the game. And, you know, that's if he plays. If Jimmy Garoppolo plays, I think this game's going to be really close. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be a really solid game manager in this game. But if Trey Lance plays, I think Arizona's going to blow them out. And, you know, I think Trey Lance is going to play because Jimmy Garoppolo didn't practice this week, or didn't practice yesterday. So, you know, I got Arizona winning this one and by a pretty good size margin here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll move on to Bills at Chiefs. Houston.
I got the Bills.
You got the Bills?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got the Bills. I think the Bills are going to destroy this Chiefs defense. I think Pat Mahomes is going to obviously keep it close. I think we're seeing a crazy high-scoring football game right now. I think we're going to start this Sunday night. I think we're going to see a game that's up in the 40s. I see a game that the Bills are going to end up winning and just get a little bit more because I trust their defense more to get stops and to create turnovers than I do the Kansas City Chiefs to even stop a first down, let alone to stop a touchdown or the big play. And I just think the Bills are going to come in and win this game. You know, I think, you know, it was kind of like, can Lamar get over the hump? He did. He was able to beat the Chiefs. Can Josh Allen and the Bills get over the hump? I think they are this week, and I think they are able to beat the Chiefs. And I think the Chiefs have to have some serious conversations about their defense. And they should have been one of those teams going after Stephon Gilmore to really help the secondary. But yeah, I got the Bills.
Yeah, I do too. I got the Bills. It's just mainly because of the Chiefs' defense. You know, I don't know if they're going to stop them, man. You know, the Bills have been absolutely dominant the last 3 weeks against every team that they played. You know, they haven't played the best teams, but they've been very dominant against them. And you don't see that in the NFL that often. You know, just look at the Titans and the Jets, you know. Look at Jacksonville and Cincinnati last week. You know, like, some of those bottom feeder teams like the Jets and the Jaguars are still competing with playoff caliber teams and the Bengals and the Titans, you know, but you rarely see, like, teams just blow out teams three consecutive weeks like the Bills did, and they just look so dominant on the offensive end and the defensive end at that fact. You know, their pass defense is, I want to say overall the best in the league. You know, they're second in defensive completion percentage. They're first in yards allowed, and they were I think they're top 10 in sacks this year, and sacking the quarterback. And this Bills defense has just looked it looks like what it did before last season. You know, when they were a top 10 defense, and you know, they were kind of carrying a rookie Josh Allen or a one-year pro Josh Allen to the postseason. You know, this Bills defense was, you know, a great defense. It was a top 10 defense, top 5 even maybe. But it's gotten back to that form. And I just don't see this Chiefs offense being that explosive. I think they hopefully they have learned from their two losses last year and what not to do against them. And they maybe have picked up on a formula that, you know, some of these other teams are playing against them this year. You know, I think that Tampa Bay really set the tone for last year. And, you know, like you talked about the defense of the Chiefs, I think this Bills offense is just going to go off in this game. I think Josh Allen is going to throw for like four or five touchdowns. I think this Bills offense, I want to say, is going to put up 400 to 500 yards in this game. I think it's just going to be a dominant offensive performance by them.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll move on here to the Colts at the Ravens.
I'm going to go with the Colts.
All right. All right, Houston.
You know, again, as a fan, I've got to root for them. I've got to say that they got to win this game. And this is a must-win for the Colts because, again, you go down.
Wait, Houston.
Down 1-4. What's up?
No, something popped. Like, I don't know. Like the one of the pages keeps refreshing, and like something like an ad popped up. Yeah. So my bad. Yeah, you're good to go, bro. All
right. Yeah. So this is a must-win for the Colts. You know, they're 1-3 right now. They're playing a good Baltimore team who's 3-1. This is a must-win for the Colts. This is a must-win. And I think defensively they're good enough to slow down and to be effective against this Ravens defense. You know, I think the Ravens are probably going to have a nice big play during the game. You know, Lamar Jackson's going to be able to do what he does. But, I mean, the Colts played tough last year against them. Honestly should have won if it wasn't for a couple mistakes that they made. And so I really think that the Colts have the team to beat them. I think offensively they can score and do a little bit more than what the Ravens can do offensively. Because the offense right now for the Ravens is just through Lamar. And I think if you can slow down Lamar and have Leonard spy him or something of that nature and really put him into predicaments, I think the Colts can come out with a win like 20-17, 23-20. I think it's going to be a close game, defensive struggle. But I gotta roll with my Colts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to pick the Colts too. And you talked about last year's game and, you know, the mistakes that they made. You know, Phillip Rivers threw a couple of untimely interceptions in that game. There's just a bunch of turnovers that really cost them that game. And,
right.
You know, I think this Colts team is it. Well, if you go to that Baltimore team, I don't think the Baltimore team's that much better than it was last year. You know, they have a couple pieces here and there. I think they've been playing a little bit better football. But. Mm-hmm. This Colts team, I think, is about the same as well. You know, I think it's going to come down to turnovers. I think it's going to be if the Colts can hold on to the football, and I think it comes down to, you know, how they play in the second half. It really does. I think it depends on, you know, I don't think it matters how they start in this game. I think it matters how they finish this game, the Colts do. And if they finish this game strong, I think they're going to come out with a win. And they don't turn over the football. I think they're going to come out with a win. But I think it's going to be a great game, unless it's Monday Night Football. I wish Peyton Manning was calling it. You know, they took out the Manning. They took out the Manning cast until Week 7 for some reason.
Why?
I have no idea. Unless there's something on it. I don't know what. I was trying to look it up. I couldn't find anything.
It might be. I don't know. Yeah, it might be. Who knows? I don't know.
But yeah, I get the Colts winning. I think a lot of it comes down to is I trust them. They should have beat them last year, and you know I think that's one thing too. I'm trusting the Colts a little bit too much this year. You know, can I get burned in this game? Yeah, but you know I put a lot of faith and trust in the Colts. Because they're usually a good football team, and you rarely see them in a position like they are right now. And I just I don't know. I just don't see them going 1-4 at the moment. And I think it's going to be like a turning point in their season this year if they can get a win. And I think they will.
All right.
Yeah. So yeah, that's going to wrap it up here. Thank you all again for listening. Make sure to like, you know, comment. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. You know, follow the podcast on Twitter at SparkTalk2. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at SparkTalk. And make sure to follow Houston at VarsityGinger55 and me at _Sparky_4 on Instagram. And, Houston, I'll let you do the outro. Oh, yeah, make sure to follow the YouTube channel. Don't know when I'll be able to post up again. Been having to do a lot of stuff. But, yeah, Houston, yeah, I'll let you do the outro here.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you guys listening. Glad why I was able to come back for the predictions episode. But until next time, y'all, peace.
See ya.